This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Thursday, May 29th, 2008. I'm Caleb Brown. How has the Bernanke Fed handled the subprime crisis and the credit crunch? And what blame can be laid at the feet of the Greenspan Fed? We get some perspective from Anna J. Schwartz. She, along with Milton Friedman, literally wrote the book on American monetary history. She is a research associate at the National Bureau of Economic Research. We spoke yesterday. Can you clarify the difference here between this Bear Stearns bailout and the banking panic of 1907 and attempted rescue of the Bank of United States?
Well, the 1907 panic involved commercial banks that regarded with suspicion by people in the market. And the suspicion regarded their portfolios, their balance sheets, as questionable. And in that respect, it's very like the situation in this credit crisis in 2007 and 2008, because so many firms have invested in questionable assets, and the market doesn't know whether these assets are correctly valued on the balance sheets of these firms. So that's one of the basic reasons that it's difficult to obtain a loan, because lenders are unsure that whoever would borrow from them would be in a position to pay back the loan. They don't know that the balance sheet of a firm is accurate. So as I say, in many respects, that's the basic problem in this credit crisis, and it's similar to what was true in 1907. In 1907, the plan, the strategy of J.P. Morgan himself was to direct Benjamin Strong, who was the future president of the New York Fed, to go to any firm in the market and inspect the assets that they owned in their portfolios and decide which firms were worthy of being rescued and which ones were not. And that's the kind of procedure that I believe the Fed should have adopted at the beginning of this credit crisis. If the market was uncertain about which firms really sound and which weren't, the only way to determine the answer was to send a group of examiners to inspect the portfolios of these firms and to record the values that they would have assigned to the assets in the portfolios and determine which firms had adequate capital and were really sound, and then which ones were not sound and should therefore not be helped and should be shut down if they couldn't obtain capital adequate to the investments that they owned.
So Well, just to clarify then, you're suggesting a strict application of Badgett's rule to separate the illiquid from the insolvent?
Absolutely.
Well, do you think that this Fed has sort of turned the rule on its head because going to extend this credit crisis by removing this questionable capital from the disciplines of market pricing?
Well, they've embarked on a policy of providing enormous liquidity to the market. When I think the problem was not absence of liquidity, the problem was absence of credible balance sheets for firms that were in the market to borrow. So you didn't need to provide liquidity. You had to provide information about the balance sheets of firms that were seeking credit. And you don't just expand liquidity without any limits, without any criteria. And that's pretty much the way the Fed has operated. There's lots of liquidity, but it's hard to get a loan. And the reason it's hard to get a loan is not that the liquidity isn't available. The reason it's hard to get a loan is that lenders aren't confident that firms that will seek to obtain loans from them are really sound and will be in a position to repay the loan when it is due.
How much blame can be laid at the Greenspan Fed's feet?
Accommodative policy of the Fed goes back to the tenure of Alan Greenspan. It was clear that the Fed was providing too much accommodation. Anybody could get a loan for whatever purpose he wanted, for a good investment, for a poor investment. You could borrow easily at low cost. That kind of environment encourages bad investment decisions and encourages the kinds of asset booms that characterized the Greenspan chairmanship.
So do you think that the Bernanke Fed is actually repeating that mistake by holding, pushing these rates so low?
Well, the difference is the market has been pretty much frozen under this present leadership. And the frozenness isn't relieved, as I have already indicated, by providing all kinds of liquidity facilities that didn't exist previously. That's not why the market is frozen, as I've indicated. The market is frozen because lenders have no confidence that the balance sheets of firms that want to borrow are actually credible. And the only way to establish credibility is to have a detailed examination of what these firms have invested in, what prices they value these investments at, and to determine whether the liabilities are matched by assets with prices that the market will regard as credible. So many of the investments have no market. there is no way of establishing a market value, but you have to have experienced examiners who can judge which assets are likely to be solid and which ones are really junk, so that a lot of these assets have no value. And that's what the other aspect of the Fed's policy of providing liquidity embraces. They will take over the dubious assets in the portfolios of firms and exchange those dubious assets for short-term treasury bills that in effect makes the firm sound. But of course, at the cost of loading the Federal Reserve balance sheet with questionable assets that taxpayers will be bearing the cost of. So this is pretty much the outlines of what the Fed has been up to. But as I've already said, the basic problem is make sure that there is credible information about the value of assets in the portfolios that will make it possible for lenders to be willing to extend loans to firms that really are sound. If they aren't sound, there's no reason for the Fed to be extending liquidity.
Anna J. Schwartz is a research associate at the National Bureau of Economic Research. She co-authored A Monetary History of the United States, 1867 through 1960, with Milton Friedman. This is the Cato Daily Podcast. You can read a great deal more on monetary policy and history at our website, cato.org.